Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time to break the silence and open up the dialogue around the topics of miscarriage and baby loss.
No more shame, no more taboo. Let's ditch it for the sake of our children.
The ones who are, the ones who will come.
And in memory of the ones who never came to be.
This is the Worst Girl Gang Ever podcast. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Worst Girl Gang Ever. It's a little miniature episode. We wanted to come and let you know that we're having a little bit of break from the podcast, mid-season break. We've just got lots going on, and which we'll tell you more about in a sec. But yeah, it's not like us to take a break in mid-season, but
and we are sorry, we don't want to. Yeah, we don't want to. I don't want to.
No,
but we got to because we've got it. We're like all we do is go on about mental health. And we're actually not in a great way ourselves, are we? And usually it's only one of us that
drowning.
Goes,
I'd say drowning.
Yeah, not swimming, but drowning. There's a poem about that. Not waving, but drowning. That's where we are.
I feel like, you know, when you're in the sea and you've just got your head above the water and you're like, you know, your feet are going like that. And then you're you're just like.
And you're not very good at swimming.
I'm fine.
And then the current is washing you further and further out. And then you start to get a bit tired.
Oh, this is turning into an analogy now.
Yeah. And we could say some stuff. I mean, I feel like we're very nautical as analogies go generally, because we've got the warrior ship, we've got the lighthouse.
Lighthouse.
I feel like the analogy would be more shit creek without paddles.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, yeah. So we are the basis, and I think for us, humour is a huge coping mechanism as well, isn't it?
Yes, because if you don't laugh, you'll cry, right?
Absolutely. And I feel for the last 8 weeks, I've been flip-flopping between the two.
Yeah.
Sort last of, Friday.
A little bit... I mean, schizophrenic's probably a bit far.
But, manic?
Manic, yeah.
I spent most of last Friday crying with Laura.
Yeah.
And we decided I was slightly below.
slightly below medium.
Slightly below medium, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good times. No, terrible times, actually. But, okay, well, let's have a chat about things.
Let's have a chat. So, yeah, who's going first?
You go first.
Okay, I'll go first. Yeah, my life isn't terrible right now. There's just a lot going on.
There's lots of great stuff going lots on of, with you, isn't there?
Well, lots I'm of great, talking about lots exciting, of great stuff.
Well, exciting times ahead for you, obviously.
And I'm not complaining about it.
No, of course, but it's stressful as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And it's an anxious time.
It's an anxious time. I've got 4 weeks until this baby is due to come. Not due, until I'm having a cesarean.
Until it's coming out.
And as you know, I've got a four-year-old as well. So life is busy. And I'm at the point, I don't want to complain about pregnancy. Pregnancy after loss is rubbish. The first half was anxiety provoking. And the second half is just a bit more difficult on the body. And sleep is lacking. So I'm just at the point where I need to prioritise, me and my family, really. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it is very exciting. I am feeling good. Just knackered, and because I'm not sort of under employment where I get a lovely maternity package, I'm having to still keep working right up until the minute I go in, which means that that has got to be my priority, earning some money and looking after the family, really. That's
yeah,
it.
Of course.
So you don't need to like feel sorry for me or anything, because
I
haven't got shit going on, but I just I'm just practicing what we preach, right?
Yeah, definitely. And it's so true that you do. It's more difficult to do things than tell other people to do them, I found. Like practicing what you preach, it is really difficult because I think, I don't know about you, but I have realized that I do not prioritize myself at all. And I tell other people to. I
told you that, mate.
And it's not until you go, oh, I haven't, because I go, oh, I'm fine. And then I'll have like a complete breakdown. I don't know if you noticed.
No. But just like before we came on to record this, you were like, I haven't eaten yet today. I need to go and eat.
Yeah. And that was me prioritizing
simple
myself.
Things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But so lots of you probably know, because I sent an email on Friday, but Rob and I split up, and it was like 8 weeks ago, and it's been really hard. Oh God, I didn't think I was going to cry.
Really? You didn't think you were going to cry?
Well, I thought I was all right.
Anyone listening to this that she wasn't going to cry?
It's just, you know, it's just, oh, it's
a lot.
It's a lot. And it's like,
the more I listen to what you're going through, the more I'm like, you've not just split up with Rob. You're like, your whole world has been spun on its head.
Yeah.
It's not just impacted on your marriage, everything else. It's had a knock-on effect. So it's so much to deal with.
It's a lot to deal with. And it was, what I found really hard was, it felt like I always knew that I wanted to tell everyone in the gang, because obviously we share, like that's what we do. That's it's who we are. We make ourselves vulnerable so other people going through similar can feel less alone. And so I felt it was really, really important to share. But I think sharing it with such a wide, big community that we're so blessed to be in made it all so real. Because from, you know, before, not that I kind of thought that the situation would change, but it was a real drawing a line in the sand. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because, you know, I need to be able to move forward for myself and for my family. But it's just such a monumental thing, you know, and it does, as you say, it affects every area of my life. Like, obviously, you know, I have children and financially, you know, and there's so many moving parts, and I already had quite a busy life and I like it that way, but now it just feels so overwhelming. And like, you know, at the end of every day when you just want to tell someone about it, about your day, or you see something really funny and you've got that, you don't have that person to just share it with. And it's not the fact that I think it's the wrong decision, because I believe it is the right decision for many reasons. But it's just that kind of initial, like, this is it. This is me now. And I know I'm not stupid, you know, and everyone would say, oh, I know that this is not it for me, and I'm not going to necessarily, unless I want to, like, be on my own forever and ever. But it just feels so big. It just feels so lonely at times. And it's, you know, I think looking back on it, when we lost the baby, we dealt with it really differently, and then that capitulated, my drinking completely capitulated after that, which I've shared before. And then getting sober and sorting out that side of things just over, well, like nearly 18 months ago now, all of those things had such a knock-on effect with each other, and that losing the baby was really kind of a milestone for me, and almost brought around my recovery from all of the other stuff. And I've changed so much within that time period that Rob and I massively drifted apart. And of course, he has his narrative and I have mine, and that being a blended family and You know, being a step parent is a unique challenge and brings unique challenges with it. And, you know, we've had so much to deal with, but I just kind of assumed that we'd muddle through.
Mm.
And that's hard when that decision's taken out of your hands. So anyway, it's been amazing to be able to draw on some of the things that I've learned within the girl gang.
I mean, there's lots of similarities, aren't there? It's grief.
Mm-hmm.
And people will say things to you to make you feel better, which don't fucking make you feel better.
My dad doesn't. My dad keeps reminding me how near a 40 I am.
You can just try again. It's one of the ones that people say when you lose a baby. And I imagine you will have heard, don't worry, you'll meet someone else.
You'll meet someone else. Plenty more fish in the sea.
Yeah. Well,
third time lucky. I've had a few times.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
Yeah, it's the ugly feelings I didn't expect to feel. Like, I don't know why I didn't expect to feel them, given that we talk about them all the time. But just like, I mean, I'm a wedding photographer. And
bad luck.
Yeah, and my wedding season starts at the end of May, and I'm dreading it. Dreading it because I feel so bitter, and I feel so like whenever I see a happy couple, I just think, "Oh, fuck off!" Or I think, "Well,
they won't last long.
Won't make it." Yeah, and that makes me feel awful. Like, I don't know, people that just, how are people happy in their relationships for any length of time, or are they not?
I think it swings around that, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe I'm just not built for relationship. Maybe I should be on my own forever.
I mean, I'm sure you will smash it.
Yeah. But that's us anyway, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're not sure how long a break we're taking. Probably a couple of months, maybe. I think.
Yeah.
We'll keep you posted. Although we won't be recording the podcast for the next couple of months, there will be episodes going out because we've pre-recorded them.
Yes. So you won't be on your own. You'll still hear our dulcet tones.
Yeah.
You'll hear the long delays of the awkwardness where there is a delay and one of us starts talking and the other one doesn't realise that the other one has started talking. And then they start talking. And then we're both talking over each other.
We don't want you to miss that.
No. We don't want you to miss that. And when we come back, we'll have also sorted that problem out.
Yeah, hopefully. Don't make any promises that we can't keep.
Well, maybe we just... No. Cool. Yes, we will indeed keep you posted. And we are still, well, particularly me, obviously, I'm going to be particularly active in the warriorship. So the support's not going anywhere. And we'd love for you to join the Warriorship, which is our online membership.
So, the Warriorship. We wanted to come and tell you a little bit about it, didn't we, Bex?
And in case you're already going, why? We don't want to know about a fucking ship. The Warriorship is our online membership for warriors in this community.
It's packed full of stuff. So we just want to tell you about some of the stuff. All of the content from all of the courses that we ever run is in the Warriorship. So there's loads to get your teeth into.
And we are also developing modules for what happens after.
But not only that, we've also got a ton of educational workshops running once a month. In the coming months, we have got body positivity workshop, gratitude workshop, and loads more.
And on top of that, we also have a resident mental health specialist. And on top of that, as if that wasn't enough, there's 13 events every month. And there's stuff popping up all the time as well that other people are organising that you can be a part of. So it really is thriving.
And all you have to do is head to the link in our bio or visit our website and you can be a part of this too.
We'd love to see you there. We have got so much in the pipeline. It's just that we really both need some time out just now. And also, I'm sure she won't mind us saying that Hannah is at a particularly difficult stage of her grief journey just now too. So she is taking a step back from the girl gang as well. So it's really, it's a transitional period for us. It's a really transitional period for us all in our own personal lives.
But we're not going anywhere.
No, we're not, this isn't goodbye.
No, we just, something needed to give. And unfortunately, the podcast takes up a lot of our time. And with me not going to be being around very much, it makes sense for us to just stop that for a short while.
I think the reality of it is Laura doesn't trust me to do the podcast by myself.
I absolutely know that you would not turn up. Or that you wouldn't know what people's names were.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's like a bit of a character assassination now, but you could be right. we're looking forward to coming back and being able to support you. We're gonna, what's that expression I've used a lot? I've even said it in the podcast recording this morning. You can't pour from an empty cup. We're looking forward to going to fill our cups up.
Yeah, we are. That is what we shall be doing. But we'll still be around, still be on Insta, we'll still be on the Warriorship, all the usual stuff.
Yeah.
And you can email us, you know where we are. And the most wonderful thing about this gang is that they support each other.
Yeah, it's a community, so isn't it?
Always
best best community group 2023, right? Glow Mama.
I mean, officially. Yeah.
Yeah, so support each other, and thank you, every one of you who have supported us as well. It doesn't go unnoticed. It is amazing to have that support there. Because, haven't really, really needed it up till now. Yeah, but when you need it and to have it there already, it's just, it's been amazing. Thank you.
And on that note, see you on the flip side.
Motherfuckers.
They're up now.